Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, it's almost the end of the week.
And there's no real end in sight to that boil water notice that's been going down in Annis.
We get an update from KRLD's Kristen Yates.
For the kids, it's the Thanksgiving break that keeps on giving. Schools are closed yet again today, while that boil water notice remains in effect. The repairs from that major water main break are long since completed, but city officials say testing still has not fully cleared the water system as safe yet. For small businesses in Ennis, it's been a long, hard week, especially in a consequential time of year.
This is our big quarter. This is fourth quarter. This is holiday season. This is all we have to make our year.
This week, Ennis City leaders did vote to approve more than $1 million for design improvements to their water treatment plant. They tell NBC5 they also hope to address their city's aging infrastructure, including the city pipe system. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Across Texas, people have been indicted for helping unqualified teachers secure positions in Texas schools. The TEA has now released the names of more than 100 teachers who cheated to get their credentials, and 49 of those are found right here in North Texas.
Teachers implicated now have a note on their Texas educator certificates indicating an allegation of misconduct is being investigated by TEA staff, which says it's up to each district to determine whether the teachers remain on the job during the investigation.
Our students need, in this state and in the country, they need people that, number one, want to be there, that have been trained well, that understand how children learn.
Honey says she's unable to verify if the Dallas ISD employees named by the TEA are union members. In a statement, Dallas ISD said it was notified Sunday about individuals implicated in a statewide cheating scandal who are current employees of the district. A total of 6 employees were confirmed.
That's NBC5's Meredith Yeomans reporting. 5 Fort Worth ISD teachers are also implicated in the statewide scheme. Arlington ISD has several involved as well.
A content warning for you. This next story is hard to hear. A Tarrant County jury has sentenced 44-year-old Jason Thornburg from Euless to death for a string of murders.
Jason Thornburg was convicted of killing 3, dismembering them, throwing their bodies into a trash dumpster, and setting it on fire. He ate the heart of one of the victims, calling it a sacrifice. Thornburg's lawyers claimed he was mentally ill, but during victim impact statements, Sarah Curry, the aunt of one of the victims, Lauren Phillips, took issue with that.
You were not psychotic when you cleaned up their spilled blood on the floors and walls. to hide the evidence, and you were not psychotic when you drove across town to a dumpster and set their bodies on fire to hide the evidence.
During the sentencing hearing, the jury learned that Thornburg had likely killed two others. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says he wants lawmakers in Austin to ban THC next year.
The Lieutenant Governor says when lawmakers return to Austin in January, Senate Bill 3 will be a measure to ban all forms of consumable THC. That's a chemical found in marijuana. While marijuana is still illegal in Texas, Lieutenant Governor Patrick says stores have been taking advantage of a 2019 law that was designed to make it easier for Texas farmers to produce hemp, which can contain trace amounts of THC. He says stores have been selling unregulated forms of THC to the public and targeting kids with products that contain up to four times the THC content of marijuana. He wants those products banned. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Texas federal judge has blocked the enforcement of the Corporate Transparency Act. That's a law requiring businesses to disclose their real owners to the Treasury Department. Judge Amos Mazant from Sherman ruled the law likely unconstitutional, arguing it infringes on states' rights and oversteps federal authority. The nationwide injunction halts enforcement just weeks before the January 1st deadline. Mazant called the act an unprecedented overreach and said it raises serious constitutional concern. Well, it's official. The holidays make us overspend. It made us do it. A new study says a quarter of people call themselves compulsive overspenders this time of year, thanks to pressure from family, friends, and social media. And over half of us admit that we feel the financial strain as well. And so three-quarters say it puts a dent in our budgets. The moral of the story, stick to that budget and avoid the January regrets.
The hottest trend at Christmas parties this year isn't flashy outfits or gourmet appetizers. It's moderation. Yep, it's called zebra striping.
Okay.
Whatever that means.
All right, I'm tuned in.
All right, here's how it works. Your first drink is loaded. Okay, it's got the good stuff in it. Yeah. Okay, enough to make you cough.
Not doing well.
Yeah, your second drink is booze-free, and you keep alternating like that all night. That's kind of like, smart way to do it,
okay,
honestly. Uh-huh. It's a mix of staying festive and keeping it together. I mean, you don't want to embarrass yourself. The strategies become especially popular with Gen Z, where nearly 80% admit they're cutting back on alcohol.
Yeah, and we got, when you have company parties coming up here for Christmas time.
Yeah.
You don't want to be acting the foo.
Got a zebra stripe,
baby.
Keep
yourself in check.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The next time you're craving Mexican food, you could have a throwback option.
You get a chimichanga, taco, enchilada, plus seven-piece dessert plate.
20 years after it filed for bankruptcy, Chi Chi's is making a comeback. The chain's reached an agreement with Hormel Foods, which owns Chi Chi's trademarks, to begin opening locations next year, including two in Minnesota. In a statement, the founder's son, Michael McDermott, promises an updated dining experience with the same great taste and Mexican flavor. Marno McDermott and former Green Bay Packers player Max McGee opened their first Chi Chi's in Minneapolis in 1976. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station at DFW for market and business updates. Brought to you by Trajan Wealth, our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning. You know, our only challenge, guys, is to continue the rally. The S&P's been up 11 of the last 12 days. We had new all-time highs yesterday, the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P. The Dow Industrials Average made some history, closing above 45,000 for the first time ever. Right now, it looks like a coin toss. The Dow Industrials average, if we open right this second, be down 41 points. The NASDAQ down 16. The S&P average down 5. There are some individual stocks that have been moving out there. One stock that has been quietly coming back is Southwest Airlines after all that turmoil. The stock's up 18% year to date, so it's not tracking with the rest of the group, but it's playing catch up, and it may open at a new yearly high today. That after their latest update, they said that their fourth quarter guidance is going to be higher than expected because of higher travel demand and their efficiency measures, and everything's pretty hunky-dory. Right now, crude's unchanged, gold's down $5, interest rates a little bit higher, 4.21%. David Johnson, News Radio, 1080 KRLD.
Well, the search continues for the killer of Brian Thompson, the CEO of United Healthcare. He was shot to death midtown Manhattan yesterday. Forensic evidence now being processed. There are still a lot of questions about the suspect.
CBS's Anna Schechter joins us live now with an update on this story. Anna, what have you learned? You've been following this. The suspect got away on a bike through Central Park, but they did catch a little bit of video of his face. Is that helping investigators at this point?
Well, it was enough of his face at the Starbucks where he actually paid cash to purchase an item at 6:17 a.m., less than half an hour before the shooting. Enough of his face was caught on surveillance camera to run it through facial recognition, but not enough to actually ID him. So we still do not have an identity. He is still at large. One thing we can exclusively report is that at 6:59 a.m., he rode that bicycle west on West 85th Street on the Upper West Side of New York, just outside of Central Park. And that is the last known location that we can pinpoint him. So the rest remains a mystery. We can also report this morning that three words, deny, defend, and depose, were written on the shell casings found at the scene of the crime.
And so investigators aren't saying anything about those words necessarily, what they may mean, or what the connection is here, the motive for the killing?
They are looking at whether those words are connected to health insurance companies' responses to claims and whether that might point to motive in terms of potentially a denied claim, but still lots of unanswered questions. They have not landed definitively on a motive, but it is curious that those words were written there. There was a book using those same words written about the health insurance industry and kind of exposing how insurance companies make it hard to get reimbursements for healthcare. And so that is one of the working theories that investigators are digging into.
Where does the investigation go from now? I'm sure they're just canvassing the city looking for the suspect, but kind of what is their main focus right now?
Well, canvassing the city, searching Long Island Railroad trains, checking airports, any bridges as well, where he might have escaped detection. And so finding him is number one. Of course, in tandem, they're looking for motive, which might help them find the suspect as well. But there are so many agents working on this, different teams. The coordination is complex. Sometimes there's, you know, in something like this, there can be even miscommunication where one team needs to catch up to another that's already interviewed residents that might have witnessed him, for example, on the Upper West Side. We know that happened yesterday. There was some confusion about his whereabouts. Did he go to the Upper East Side or the Upper West Side? Was it a city bike? It turns out it wasn't. So a lot of moving parts, fast moving, changing investigative lines. So there's no one clear focus. They're trying to do multiple things at the same time.
That is Anna Schechter reporting. Thank you so much, Anna, as the investigation rolls on.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.